Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marvin Brown is our guest. He's the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. It's all about putting your best foot forward, folks, and making a good first impression and continuing that good impression throughout the relationship. Marvin is, you want to tell us, how we can find your book and how we can find you online, too, please?
Okay, the easiest way, of course, in the country today to find the book is just go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and as you mentioned it, it's How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. I do have a website, and it's shorter. It's howtomeetandtalktoanyone.com.
All right. So
either way.
Check that out, folks.
It's a click away.
Marvin, we've been talking about body language, and as I said earlier, we typically think of body language being you know, 10 years, even 10 years ago, but there's no handshake in the cloud. And the handshake is
name or exchange names when you're not shaking hands, and when someone says to you, "Hey, hi, my name is Jim," offer your hand. Then they take it and they mention their name. And also, it's important when it's appropriate. When you're in a place where it was appropriate to shake hands to begin with, try to offer your hand when you're parting from that casual conversation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And most people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you say goodbye and you offer your hand, it's a bonding mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And people feel warmer to you than without it, like a casual, oh, goodbye, you know?
Right.
And then also, if you could mention their name and say, "Hey, Jim, it was really nice meeting you," you will have then a 90% better chance of even remembering their name.
Right, right. No, absolutely. Well, what happens with the name thing is it gets caught up in the smile, the handshake, "How you doing? I'm good. How are you?" Blah, blah, blah. The name, unfortunately, gets blended into all that other stuff going on, and it'd be different. You know, what we almost ought to do to help remember names is just shake hands and say, "Hi, I'm Jim." and you say, "Hi, I'm Marvin," and we just sit there and let that sink in for a couple of seconds, and then we go on to the other stuff. You know what I mean? I've discovered that the name, saying of the name with how are you and me trying to smile and shake hands and all that kind of stuff, there's a lot of stuff going on when you meet somebody the first time, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so it's a lot to remember, a lot to keep up with. But, folks, the handshake is huge, and I'm going to tell you something. I think that what do you think about men offering their hand to women? We used to say that men shouldn't shake women's hands unless the lady offers her hand. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that was from the Victorian era,
right?
When if a
which
man
I which
of
I which I barely
down.
I barely remember, Marvin.
That in the Victorian era, a man could not grab a woman's hand.
Yeah,
and by the way, that was even in the United States because men really kissed women's the back of their hand even in the 40s and
right.
up into the early 50s in America. And by the way, so if a woman didn't offer her hand, then the man couldn't bend over and kiss it. And I always wondered why when the National Organization of Women, started by women like Betty Friedan in 1966, why women gave up that right.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to be able to offer their hand. But here's the suggestion that I have. When you're in an area, in a situation where is it appropriate that men shake hands,
right.
a networking event, a charity event, certain kinds of parties, certain areas where men do shake hands when they meet,
right.
I would first begin to offer this most important tip to the women. Women, ladies, offer your hand.
Right.
Because there are so many men who are not sure about whether
right.
they should do
that's
that.
That's a good idea. But I got to wrap it up, Marv. But guys, remember, it's a lady's hand. Don't grab it like you grab it a linebacker's hand. Hey, Marvin, thanks for being here. The book is called How to Meet It and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. Thanks for being here. Come back soon, Marvin. We'll see you next time.
I would love to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.